Pokemon has just revealed its two biggest announcement for the entire year of 2022. That's right, a Charizard UPC and the new mechanic for Generation 9. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Gym Leaders Podcast, where we talk all things Pokemon TCG. And that's right, Travis here with TCG Funhouse, ready to talk about Charizard Ultra Premium Collection and the return of the EX cards. And I'm here with my boy.
I'm ASX from ASX TCG, and this is going to be an exciting episode. I couldn't believe the news that have been coming out over the past couple days, and just really excited to talk about it today.
Absolutely, absolutely in freaking sane. But first, how you been, man? What has this news interrupted in your life, man? How you been doing?
I've been doing good. Still, still taking my time. Over on my channel, it's not been too much going on. But it's been good, to kind of take some time away and relax and just kind of,
spend time with the wife, man. Family, you got to do that. Kind of stuff.
That's important
numero
too.
Numero uno. We miss doing the podcast. We miss talking to you guys. We miss doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
Man. But when you see people working on themselves and on their mental health and on their home life, it's just the right thing to do through and through. That being said, you can expect some decent changes coming up here soon. So stick around, guys. We could be dropping some cool things. Same thing for me, man. The content has been coming slow. Other than the Friday night live streams, crushing those live streams.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Dude, last Friday was the best live stream that I have ever.
You just gave
had.
Away that. That shiny Charizard VMAX,
Charizard,
right?
VMAX, dude. It was so much fun, bro.
Awesome.
The viewership was up. The comment section was fire. So if you were one of those people that was in the comment section for my YouTube live streams, especially last Friday, thank you guys so much. The love and support is fully felt on this end, guys. You guys just crushed it. It was such a fun stream. It was probably the most fun I had ever had. On a live stream. I have fun on all the live streams, don't get me wrong, but it just felt different, even to the point where at the end of the stream, my moderators and longtime supporters of the streams were writing me on Instagram and stuff, and they were like, it just felt different.
That's
felt
awesome.
Great. So
yeah, there was a lot of new people. I popped there into the chat there for a little bit. I saw a whole bunch of new people in the chat there. It was awesome to see.
Tons of the same people that always hold it down. And I say this in my live streams all the time. I'll say here in the podcast, I will put the TCG Funhouse crew up against any crew for any PokeTuber, any of the supporter crew, any of the membership crew for any Pokemon YouTuber in the entire world. And we will come out on top because we have the happiest, most friendly.
Oh yeah.
Members of the
By
Funhouse
far.
Crew. And it's insane. They literally gift each other giveaway entries in the stream.
I know.
And
like
they
all
give
night.
Each other memberships. And it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable the generosity. I have viewers send stuff to me to give them and open them up for other viewers.
That's amazing.
Who the hell else does that?
Right? That's awesome.
TCG Funhouse. That's who. Anyway, guys, if you're listening on all the audio platforms, which this does go up on Wednesday, please give us a 5-star review, and share it with your Pokey friends, and come over and see us on the TCG Funhouse YouTube channel, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We have a TCG Funhouse Facebook page, all that kind of stuff, guys. Come see us, follow us, hang out with us over there. You can catch up with all kinds of stuff. Just tons and tons of content, tons of fun. So really, really good stuff. Work's going good. What's new, man? What do you have that's new? I know you were you were working your ass off today, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. So my job, I'm a recruiter, so I'm just on the phone all day. And just had a jam-packed day of interviews today with manager level candidates. So they were asking me a whole bunch of questions. Hiring for some pretty big roles. It was a long day. It was a long day, but I'm here and I'm here excited to talk about this stuff. I was not excited to talk about my work stuff all day with everyone.
No, we're going to do it. At 11:14, I'm just kidding. I was just kidding.
At 11:14, I was no,
I
but
was pooping in. I was in the bathroom. That was my third poop break of the day.
I may have
I
been. I don't know. I don't know.
Have you seen those TikToks? Those like those short. I was gonna say vines. I almost aged myself.
Oh man.
The TikToks and like the shorts and stuff like that, where like they're kicking down their work door and they're like, great work, great record setting day at work today, and they're like, put somebody in hold and didn't return 7 times, forwarded into my voicemail 12 times, ignored 6 emails.
Yes, I've definitely seen those. Those are hilarious.
I love them.
And definitely in my work from home situation, I can say I definitely feel that sometimes.
There you go. Sometimes you just got to go to that second office several times a day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, guys, we're actually here to talk about Pokemans, right? I think this is a Pokemon podcast, is it not?
Something like that. I think so.
Digimon.
That's what I was told.
Right. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Digital monsters.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, screw them. Charizard Ultra Premium.
Yes.
If you guys follow anybody on Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube that gives any two craps about Pokemon, you know that they revealed the next Ultra Premium Collection. One of the hottest items of the last 2-3 years was the Celebrations UPC, right?
Yeah.
MSRP, $119.99. Within a week, it was $250. And now I think there's still like $300, $325 on the secondary market.
Yep.
Unbelievable product. You know, excuse me, dump button. 25th anniversary set was absolutely fantastic. And it is about to be an afterthought because they announced a next Ultra Premium Collection featuring none other than, according to Pokemon, everybody's favorite Pokemon, Charizard. And that's right.
Yes.
October 18th. If you want all of this detailed information, go over to PokeBeach.com, PokeGuardian.com, the top two sites for Pokemon TCG news.
Mm-hmm.
October 28th, the Charizard UPC will release for $119.99 MSRP. Good luck finding it at that price.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Best of luck to all you out there. If it's anything like any of the other UPCs were, like, oh, that is, and especially with this one, it's going to be insane.
Outrageous. So, inside, I'm just going to bullet point you guys right here. One playmat featuring Gigantamax Charizard, 65 card sleeves featuring Gigantamax Charizard, 1 metal coin, 6 metal damage counters, 2 condition markers, 1 acrylic V-Star marker, 16 Pokemon TCG booster packs, and it looks like we do got a look at some of the items that are going to be coming inside there, and it looks like there's going to be Fusion Strike, Evolving Skies, Astral Radiance, Brilliant Stars, and then a couple of Vivid Voltage and Darkness Ablaze to finish it off. So it's not going to have the new set. It's not going to have Lost Origins inside, which releases on September 1st. And I do believe we're going to be getting another set around the early November at some point. Silver Tempest around early November, mid-November. So, you know, it's not going to include that, obviously, either.
Right.
But the biggest thing that comes inside this box is 3 etched foil promo cards featuring Charizard V, Charizard V Max, and Charizard V Star. And that's right, guys. These are alternate art cards.
Yes.
Remember the Charizard from Brilliant Stars, that alternate art? I hate to say this, guys. It doesn't even touch these 3 etched foil cards that are inside the UPC in terms of awesomeness. Doesn't even touch it. Just to give you a little brief description, there are leaked images out there, so you can find them yourself with a quick Google search. The Charizard V seems to just be very Tyranitar-esque, hanging out under a tree, taking a nap, a beautiful artwork. V-Max, Gigantamax, Charizard looking very fierce in all of his glory. And then the V-Star has that art style of the Machamp and the, you know, the Giratina that we're getting in Lost Origins. That really, like, quirky, unique-esque artwork. And these cards are absolutely phenomenal. Give them a quick search. ASX, what are your thoughts?
Oh, like, this is amazing. I am so happy that they decided to do this. I mean, I had a feeling something big was going to happen with Charizard before the end of the Sword and Shield era, and I think this is it. The
It's
real
gotta be,
big heavy
right?
hitter for him. What's that?
It's gotta be. I mean, could you think of
Yeah.
anything bigger than this?
I mean, like this is it. I mean, this is all Charizard. You know, no other Pokemon on this box from what I can see. It's all about Charizard. I'm sure, like you had mentioned, pretty much every set that's included in there has a version of a Charizard in there. Even that sad little Vivid Voltage Charizard, you have the opportunity to pull that
What?
in this
That's a
box as
great.
well.
What do you mean? The
The
reverse
most
holo?
underrated Charizard. It's actually pretty good in play, or at least used to be when it first was out. But yeah, this is awesome. I think this is the first UPC, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I didn't unfortunately get my hands on the 25th anniversary one, but I think this is the first UPC of this style that we're seeing that also comes with the playmat too, which I think is really, really
Yeah, the other
cool.
one did not come with a playmat. The
Right.
Celebrations UPC did not.
Gotcha.
They
Yeah,
put that
so
inside the Pikachu box instead, the
that's
25th
right.
anniversary playmat.
That's right. Yeah, so I think that's super cool. The fact that we get three etched foil Charizards is going to be amazing as well. All new artworks I think is fantastic. And I mean, this is just going to be this is going to be the product of the Sword and Shield era. The one that you want to get and keep sealed in your collection, in my opinion at least. I mean, I know a lot of people are going to get them and bust them open, and I know that's going to be a whole lot of fun, but
It's gonna be
you know,
so
for
hard
me
not to.
personally, oh my God, yeah, I know. Just to be able to hold those three new Charizard cards, and you know, just see them in person would be awesome. But yeah, this is going to be a huge sealed item to have in your collection.
I agree.
Definitely one that I want to really put an effort into hunting down and getting a good price on, hopefully at MSRP. Hopefully, I'm really hoping that after a couple different UPCs have come out, some really big products in that were tough to get. I really hope that Pokemon Company, in the distributors and everything that they work with are going to be able, to get more than just one or two of these things out at a store. Because I know that was what the issue was in the past. The one time I did ever see UPCs on the shelf was the original Sword and Shield ones with the Zamazenta and Zacian.
I never saw
And
those.
I only saw the one and I grabbed it off the shelf.
And
And
those
it's
weren't on the
there.
same level as these ones. I mean, those were
No.
cool, but the
Yeah.
celebrations and this Charizard one are on a whole other level.
Oh yeah. And I never saw the celebrations like physically. It just didn't exist for me, honestly. It existed online. I don't know if it's actually real. Yeah, I'm really hoping that this is going to be a little bit more accessible. Not in the sense that they print so many of them, that it's just doesn't have value or anything like that anymore, but just like better distribution of it in the beginning. Maybe, instead of smaller waves, putting more of them out there in the beginning. I don't know, just to give, more people a
Watch the
shot
same
at
guy can
getting
buy
one.
them all.
Yeah, I know. As soon as I said that, that thought went through my
Yeah,
head, but
yeah.
and I that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, this is going to be a scalper's item, like
Dream.
100%.
They're gonna come out
Like
of the woodworks for
this is what
sure.
they wanted back when scalping was like massive. And
Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy that they didn't release this box back when that was happening, because I think we got a little bit better of a shot at getting them versus the scalpers getting them now, but it's going to go right
Oh,
back to that. I mean, you're going to see
you're
scalpers
still gonna
there.
have to try to find the day that your distributor gets there. That is for sure.
Easy. Yeah,
But
I
I
think so.
would, right now, I would be checking PokemonCenter.com every single day. Your best bet
Oh
for
yeah.
getting this Charizard UPC, as we sit here today, is gonna be PokemonCenter.com pre-orders. It's gonna be your most efficient. It's gonna be your safest bet of getting
Yeah,
one.
definitely.
But you're gonna have to get there as soon as possible when these go up. They are not going to last more than a couple of hours on
No.
PokemonCenter.com. They just aren't. So follow
No.
your Pokemon drop accounts on Twitter, your Discords, whatever you guys do, and stick to them and check every single day for these because they will be gone quick.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you're waiting for somebody to tell you that they've been up for pre-order, you're probably too late at that point. So yeah, like you said, definitely be checking all of your drop accounts and stuff like
Yeah,
that
because
for sure.
I agree with you. This is going to be the number one product in the Sword and Shield era, and that Celebrations UPC is going to be number two. This box is going to outperform every booster box. It's going to outperform every other collection box.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be the hottest sealed collection item gosh, I want to say since the UPC for Hidden Fates, but I think this is going to trump that. When you're talking 10, 15 years down the road, this box is going to be hotter than the Hidden Fates Rayquaza box, the celebration.
I think so.
All that stuff. It's going to be absolutely insane. So I agree with you there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask you the tough question right now, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel?
Hit me with it.
How do you feel about Pokemon potentially putting the three best cards of an entire era in one product? Because if you're asking me my full opinion, those three Charizard cards, if they would have been inside a set, maybe two different sets, maybe even three different sets, they would be the three most expensive cards in the entire Sword and Shield era. They'd be more expensive than the alternate art in Evolving Skies or Brilliant Stars. They'd be more expensive than the rainbows from Shining Fates. They'd be more expensive than the Champion's Path. And I think they would be more expensive, I'm going to say it, than the Moonbryon, than the Umbreon VMAX alternate art. I think these three cards, at least the VMAX and the V-Star, you know, a lot of times the alternate art Vs are a little bit less.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that would push the Umbreon VMAX. But if this, let's say this Charizard VMAX alternate art was indeed inside Brilliant Stars. It is touching or even passing the Umbreon, in my opinion. So how do you feel about them taking arguably the three top cards of a generation and putting them as Black Star promos in a collection box?
Yeah, that's a good question, because, you know, I always love the hunt, right? Like, that's, you know, one of the biggest reasons why I open it, like that rush, right? But I mean, I almost feel like this is, I kind of like that they did this, because to me, it feels like, it's tough to say, but it for me, it's like, it feels like I might have more of a chance to actually get them than, you know, buying hundreds and hundreds of packs to try to open it, to pull it. So yeah, I think, and maybe that's where Pokemon was going with, you know, maybe they didn't want that. I mean, I know that they have to see this whole secondary market, you know, I don't know how much they pay attention to it, but maybe they did this intentionally, you know, to make it so it wasn't, you know, the next Umbreon, you know, VMAX, you know, a $300 card out there, you know, making it so more people can have these Charizards, you know, on the secondary market. Them being Black Star promos is hopefully going to drop the price a little bit on them, or make them a little bit better of a price than if you had to pull them, right? So I kind of like what they're doing here. You know, for me personally, it's not all about like the value of the cards, but just to be able to have that card and hold it in my hand, or hold the UPC in my hand, because I'm not going to open it and know that those cards are inside of there. You know, I think that's, you know, I like that a little bit better, I think, than, so you know, having to pull those three.
I'm going to give you a comparison, sure. And I want you to look at it in the exact same light, because it is the exact same light. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Umbreon, Espeon, Glaceon, Leafeon, Sylveon, all inside Evolving Skies, right? Not Espeon, that was Infusion Strike, but you're getting my point.
Yeah, yeah.
Jolteon, Flareon, Vaporeon, all six of their alternate arts, the Vs and the Vmaxes, were all inside promo boxes.
Yep.
Do you have them?
I do not, sir.
Neither do I, because I couldn't find them anywhere.
That's true.
I found one Flareon box, so I have the Flareon box in my sealed collection.
Yeah.
I don't have them. Biggest difference for me, though, go check out the valuations of the cards. No galaxy should a Leafeon be more expensive than a Jolteon and a Flareon and a Vaporeon, in my opinion. But it is in this case because it's Black Star promo, so that shows you how much it devalues it. The alternate arts for the you know, the Generation 1 evolutions are significantly cheaper than the alternate arts inside of Evolving Skies. Significantly.
Yeah, that's
almost
true.
By a third.
Mm-hmm.
So if these three Charizards come out to, let's say, $120 a piece, $130 a piece, because that's where I think they'll be about on the secondary market, and that's why this product is going to be so desirable, is because these three Charizards are going to be $100 a piece easy.
Yeah.
Easy. At the end of the day, that's a $300 evaluation without even including the 16 booster packs that come inside. That's why this product is going to be so sought after. So you will literally be able to buy a UPC for $120, open it, sell the three Charizards at $80 to $120 a piece, make a $200 profit, and still have 16 booster packs for yourself to open up on top of a playmat that's probably going to be worth in the secondary market $20. You know, an $8 coin, a $5 or $6 pack of sleeves, yada, 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 right?
Yeah.
So that's why these products are so sought after, because not only are they going to be worth $350 on the secondary market immediately sealed, but you'll be able to open them up, get 16 free booster packs, and make a profit on the flip and just the Charizard cards. So that's going to be insane. I am very, very interested to see where these cards are going to settle. And if you use the same math and you go, okay, well, if the evolutions are a third of the price of the other ones, these cards, if they come in at $115 a piece, that means they would be $350 a piece if they were inside of a set. So there's your evaluation, in my opinion. People are going to be shitting all over my math. They're going to be like, you're making shit up as you go. And you're damn right I am, but it all makes sense in my head. Right.
Hey, it made sense to me too.
And I've been long enough in the Pokemon community to realize it's probably what's gonna go down.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would I'm right there with you on that math. I think you're right. If they were pullable inside of sets, probably looking at three times the price, I would say as well.
If that Charizard V Star alternate art was as rare as the Umbreon VMAX alternate art, it would 1,000% be worth more money.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Yeah.
Because people love that art style too. They're going to love these cards. I can't wait for the high definition cards to come out. It's really hard to get good looks at them.
Super grainy.
Yeah, so grainy. They're so bad. Just like the V-Star Universe stuff, there's another alternate art Mewtwo that got leaked and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't even like reposted them on my Instagram or anything because they look so crappy. I'm like, can't even tell what it is. It looks like swirls. So
right, you really got to squint to see that Mewtwo.
But I'm with you. I am very excited for this product.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
I love that they have huge, high value products coming out. I mean, this, as far as I know, these two ultra premium collections are the first products that cost more than a booster box. No. I don't think there's ever been products in the past that have cost more than a booster box.
Because I don't think so.
I mean, technically, I guess MSRP on a booster box is $143.
Yeah,
so
true.
So I guess, you know, $23 difference in favor of the booster box. But come on, nobody sells booster boxes at that price.
Right, yeah, no.
New boxes. But I know the Mewtwo Premium Collection for Shining Legends was a good one, right? I think it was Shining Legends, where it had the Mew and Mewtwo EX full arts in it. Was that Shining Legends? No, because that would have been Sun and Moon.
No.
Was that Generations?
Might have been.
Oh, man. That was like right before I got back into collecting the Mew and Mewtwo Premium Collection. Because I remember going to my Walmart and seeing that box and being like, that's $100 for a box?
And I was really
interested in it at the time. Shining Legends was Ho-Oh. That was the premium collection for Shining Legends. It was the Rainbow and Shiny Ho-Oh cards and Rainbow Lugia, if I remember.
Yeah, I'm looking at here. I think it's the 20th anniversary, so this the Generations.
Yeah, so it's Generations. Mm-hmm. That's right. But yeah, I remember seeing it, and I remember seeing that box being that expensive, and I was like mind blown at
Walmart.
And I was like, I almost bought it just because it was that expensive, even though I really wasn't into it. Like, the section I was at that time was Brady was for just getting into Pokemon cards, so we'd buy like one or two packs.
Yeah. Not looking to buy the $100 box for Brady at that age?
You know, I thought about it. It wasn't a big shot caller back then, you know. I was just lucky my car started back in the day, I'll tell you what.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
But yeah, I think this is going to be a good box for sure. Definitely keep your eyes on it. We're going to move forward here, and we're going to talk about, you know, arguably the even bigger announcement. Yes, that's right. We just announced a Charizard Premium Collection, and then Pokemon was like, we're going to double down on our reveals. And they officially revealed the mechanic and the style of art coming in Generation 9 starting in 2023 with the EX, the return of the Pokemon EX cards. And before we start talking about it, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited because, you know, and we're going to talk about it here in a little bit, but this is a pretty big change from what we're used to here over the past few years in the actual playing of the Pokemon TCG. So we're going to see a lot of cool things happen here starting in 2023, and I'm really excited to talk about it here today.
Yeah, and I've said this. If you guys have been on my live streams and if you've watched any of my videos that I made in June, I talk about how undervalued I believe the Black and White and X and Y era cards are. And this announcement really just has me doubling and tripling down on that statement. I have been buying and loading up on EX cards, EX full arts, secret rares, whatever I can get my hands on from the X and Y era specifically. Black and White, a little more expensive to get around to those, but I've been getting some of those as well. And I'm telling you guys, the reaction that could potentially be coming with this announcement on those era of cards, stick with it, guys. Go buy yourself some EXs from the X and Y era. So yes, if you guys did not know, on August 21st, during Pokemon Worlds, not only did they crown a new champion on the final day of Pokemon Worlds, they gave us the EX. And what we got was the Koraidon and the Miraidon EX in full. We got the whole cards, guys. Silver borders and all, which makes me extraordinarily excited.
Yeah.
If you guys weren't around for the X and Y era, this particular art style for EXs are considered like half art cards. This is the standard ultra rare, would be similar to your GX or your V, your regular V. So they're not going to be like, we don't know what the full arts are going to look like. We don't know what the, if there's going to be rainbows or alternate arts or any of that stuff, gold cards. We don't know what else is coming, but we got the announcement of the standard ultra rare and they look fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read it real quick. Pokemon EX rule. When your Pokemon EX is knocked out, your opponent takes two pride cards. Two prize cards. Pride cards.
Two.
Pride as well, I guess, right? ASX, I'm going to have you break this down in a second. You were kind of telling me that even though the artwork is similar to the X and Y era EXs, because you can also see if you go to Poke Beach, there is a Lucario, a Mimikyu, and a Magnezone that have also been revealed partially. They're partially revealed. We got the artwork. The Magnezone, we can see the moves a little bit. But most of the card is completely blocked off. Half art cards, they look great. They all look like they have the silver border, which is fantastic because I think that's one of the things that are my favorites about the V Star cards is the silver border. I love it. But the EX cards actually play more like the old X and Y cards.
Yes.
From the EX or the old EX cards, not X and Y cards. The old EX cards from the actual EX era when Pokemon first started printing after Wizards of the Coast. So break that down a little bit, ASX.
Yeah, so you started off very, very good on that. So yes, they look like our X and Y EX and Y EX era cards. Say that three times fast. Exactly. You're exactly right. They play like the original EX era cards. So what that means is, and how this is so much different than what we have right now, is that with the original EX era cards, you had to evolve into that card, much like, you know, our, you know, stage one, stage two, stage one and stage two cards that we have right now. So currently a lot of our V, all of the V cards are all basic. So you can just throw that right in there, start playing away. But with these EX cards, you're going to have to evolve up into that. So there's going to be more of a buildup, coming to the TCG here, which is going to switch up a lot of things here because like this era that the Sword and Shield era that we're playing in, there's like very rarely any sort of evolution type decks. Yes, you do technically evolve from V to V Max, V to V Star. So we still do kind of have that evolution. But to get to, you know, these EX cards, to get to those big hitter moves and everything like that, you're going to have to do a little bit more evolution to get there, which I think is really, really cool. It's going to bring a lot more and a lot different types of strategy into playing. Right now, it just seems like it's very straightforward types of matches. You know, just watching Worlds that just happened last week, It's like you can kind of, if you watch enough and play enough, you can kind of see like where these matches are really going. Just because like all the cards play so similarly to each other.
Those
But now that we're gonna
devices,
have
you
this,
know?
exactly. So I'm really hoping that this not necessarily new mechanic, but resurrected mechanic, is gonna bring some excitement and some something new, some
Fresh,
new feel, so a
yeah,
fresh feel to actually
freshen it
playing the
up,
game.
right? Like just,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah,
So
so
the EX mechanic ran from 2003's EX Ruby and Sapphire all the way to 2007 EX's Power Keepers. So they
yeah.
ran with this mechanic for a very long time. This you're looking at
Yeah, that is a
four
long time.
years of this being in standard, which just does not happen nowadays. Usually it's like
No.
a 2 year rotation sort of a deal where during one
Yeah.
generation you got the V mechanic, right? Or the
Yeah.
GX mechanic. And this actually ran for almost 4 years, which is pretty crazy, and it's pretty cool that they're bringing it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I'm more excited about the artwork because I'm a collector, as you know. I'm not a player. I don't play the TCG.
Right.
And we've talked on this podcast before. It drives me crazy when they make TCG decisions solely around the game and not around the collector. It
Yeah.
should be only for collectors. I'm just kidding. Don't at me, bro. I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. Relax, relax. But just in terms of the artwork alone, the standard EXs are absolutely phenomenal. I love it. I
Yeah.
love it so much, and I love that they're giving this silvery touch to it.
Yeah.
Because the old EXs, even from the X and Y era, like it was a gold EX, and
Yeah.
then the artwork kind of blended into the border a little bit. There was, the fiery Pokemon had some fire around the border and stuff, like which was really
Yeah.
cool. But I love that the old EXs had the silver border. They had the top and
Yeah.
bottom and the edges on the silver bordering, and it
Extra
looks like they're
sparkle.
bringing that back. And it
Yeah.
also looks like they're bringing back like the, what is it called? Like the Galaxy Holo print on the border as well. It
Yeah.
doesn't look to be as prominent, but if you look at the Koraidon EX card at the very top, especially, you can see the galaxy print along the top border of that Koraidon
Yeah.
amazingly. And I love that so much. And it looks like they're just doing it better. It's almost like they
Yeah.
merged the two of them together. They took the silver border of the old EXs and they're incorporating the element of the move set, the fire, the blasting, the leaves and
Yeah.
stuff like that from the new ones as well into the card. And it looks like they're just merging the two different types of EXs together. And
Yeah.
like, I am freaking here for it. I think it's awesome. I'm really excited about it. Now, the most thing I'm really wondering is, what are these full arts going to look like, man? So
Yeah.
let's review the last two generations of full arts, right? So
Yes.
in the Sun and Moon era, we had the solid backgrounds,
Yep.
it was basically the same color of the Pokemon,
Yeah.
for the most part, which was cool. I think sometimes it really turned off the card. Like the full art Gyarados looks not the best to me because the blue background is the exact same color as the
Yeah.
Gyarados, and he
Just
like blends
meshes
in.
in with it.
Exact same thing happens with the Lapras. It's blue, and it's
Yep.
kind of like, ugh, not my favorite thing. But you gotta admit they were super vibrant, and they
Yeah,
looked
they were.
pretty good. And then during the Sword and Shield era with the V full arts, it was almost like a tie-dye, multicolored, neon, like disco backgrounds of all the full art cards,
Yeah.
which it was an upgrade. Art-wise, stylistically-wise, it was an
Yeah.
upgrade, but for the most part, full art cards fell down in the pecking order in terms of rarity,
Oh, yeah.
making them extraordinarily affordable. So, like back during the EX era, where full arts were super rare, which is still my favorite era of full arts, by the way. So, I'm hoping the EX now full arts look similar to the X and Y ones. I have been buying them and loading up on them. I am super stoked. And like they were like the rarest type,
Yeah.
back then. Full arts were it. And in Sun and Moon, we got the rainbows, which took over the rarity slots. And then we got the tag team cards. And then during the Sword and Shield era, we had Rainbow, we got Gold, and then we got the alternate art. So technically, I have like the five different types of rarity and the VMAX. I guess the full arts, I want to say it goes V, VMAX, and then full art in terms of rarity. It was V, VMAX, full art, Rainbow, Gold, alternate art. That's kind of how in my mind it goes.
Yeah, I would say so.
And so like the valuations of them obviously went down. You can buy almost all the full art cards in this era, the Sword and Shield era, for under $10, and most of them under $5. You'd be surprised on how many awesome full art cards you can find for like $2 to $4. Like, it's absolutely asinine and
it's crazy
how affordable they are. Which is awesome. But I'm so curious to see what the full arts are going to look like. I hope they look like the X and Y era ones. Like, what are you hoping for the full arts on these EX cards?
Yeah, I would definitely like to see, kind of going back, you know, a couple eras in the style of them. I think that would look really cool. I do enjoy some of the older style artworks, especially for the full art cards. I would like to, you know, definitely like the trend that they were doing with like the nice, you know, bright colors and everything like that. I think they were really starting to make, you know, a lot of really nice looking full art cards, especially towards, you know, more towards the end of the Sword and Shield era here. You know, so I definitely hope they continue that. I definitely, you know, hope they remain textured. I love, you know, getting a textured card, as well.
Yes. Texture is texturization. I think I made that shit up. is absolutely key. I agree with you 1,000%.
Yeah. So yeah, if they did like just glossy full arts, like,
gross.
No thanks. Right. But, I'm excited to see what the full arts are going to look like. I'm still over here looking at the just the EX cards here. One thing I didn't really notice until I was really looking at them too, not to bring it back to this again, but I really like that it almost is a full art card. If you look through the text, I mean, you can see the full body of, you know, Koridon and Miraidon.
Yeah,
that's super cool.
It is behind it.
Yeah, of course.
There definitely is some transparency there to where, you know, if you go to Poke Beach, they also have the Blaziken there, and the text box completely blocks off the bottom portion of the card. And this does seem to have some transparency behind it. I think that's just a way for them to kind of differentiate, you know, saying, hey, this is a new era of cards.
It's not those type of EX cards. That totally makes sense. I'm sure that's probably why. But I'm glad that they did that. I think this definitely makes it look a little bit better, you know, a little bit more going on. But yeah, really excited about the silver borders on these and, you know, all the sparkly goodness on the borders as well. I think that always makes it look great. But yeah, really excited to see. And, you know, one other thing I wanted to mention here, too, is they also show us the EX logo. And I'm not sure if the logo... If the logo is different on like the Koridon and Miraidon, than it is to like this, is it the exact same? Okay, because the EX logo is like the diamond, right? The terrestrialization or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's going to be exciting to see, you know, your full art EX terrestrialized Eevees with the big old diamond crown on her head and things like that. So, excited to see. I mean, there's going to be a lot more that comes out about this and. Getting more excited, you know, about this era. I know, you know, last week I kind of poo-pooed all over the, you know, the trailer for the Scarlet and Violet actual game, but, you know, seeing more stuff coming out for the TCG definitely gets me more excited about this new era for sure.
I'm sorry, but there is nothing better. Excuse me.
Bless
I cannot
you.
Get rid of this cough, man. I cannot get rid of it. There is nothing better than transitioning into a new generation of cards. Nothing.
Yeah.
When I first came in, we started doing videos during Unified Minds. So I was like right there for that transition in the Sword and Shield era.
Yeah.
And it's just special. It's just different. And there's also that feeling of, you know, when you're on that third or fourth set of Scarlet and Violet and then finding an Astral Radiance booster pack. Like, that's another thing, too, where it just hits a little bit different, man. You know?
Yeah.
They put
I was th-
apparently in the new Arceus Premium Collection that was revealed, Cosmic Eclipse is also in that. So
yeah,
again, it just it generates another level of hype when you find. Oh man, oh, can you believe that? Like literally a year and a half, like 1 year from now, we're gonna be going. Oh, there's an old Sword and Shield pack in there. I gotta get it.
I know, right? I was just thinking about that the other day. Like you just said, like, man, I miss like when I first started my channel, there was a whole bunch of products that was like mixed, you know, XY, Sun and Moon.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe a Sword and Shield base in there. And I miss opening products like that, getting some stuff from different eras. So, yeah, I was just totally thinking about that.
Grab a collection box that had two Rebel Clash, you know, two Rebel Clash, one Unified Minds, and one Evolutions. Like,
yeah,
you got XY, you got Sun and Moon, you got Sword and Shield all right there. Boom, boom, boom. It was just really, really cool.
Yeah.
And like, we can get back to that because like right now everything is just Sword and Shield packs on top of Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
Packs.
I think the Arceus V-Box is the only product with
the figure
anything other.
And the premium collection both had Cosmic Eclipse inside. And that's the only thing that has had a
I think so.
Sun and Moon pack in it since probably Vivid Voltage type time.
I think so. Like some of the Pokeballs or something that came out during that time.
Had Cosmic Eclipse in them, and some of them had Evolution
in
them. But that was literally like it was the Pokeballs. Like the collection boxes. Yeah, it was probably like Darkness Ablaze time when the last time we had like some actual Sun and Moon sets inside every single of a collection box, which was wild before Arceus. But yeah, I'm also really, really like wondering what are they going to do with the Terastallization cards. And like,
I know
now that we know that we're getting EX, I'm sure there's going to be EX full arts.
Mm-hmm.
Something is going to go by the wayside and it has to make room for the Terastallization. I understand that VMAX cards are gone, like, but that doesn't really count to me.
Something else is going to fill into that spot easily.
Well, do you think the Terastallization cards are going to fill into the VMAX? Because basically that's what it is, right? So VMAX was Gigantamax.
Yeah.
It's what it was. It was its representation in the TCG was VMAX.
Mm-hmm.
So is the Terastallization just going to be like another VMAX? Or is it going to be like some really good rare cards here, like at alternate art, are all going to be Terastallization? Like what? Like, definitely think we're going to be getting some Terra cards that are going to be like VMAX. They're going to be the second most common ultra rare. You know, it's going to go EX, EX Terra, right? Terra EX. Then it's going to go full art. And then it's going to go something else. I think. I think they would more likely. Man, I'm going to say this, and people are going to be pissed. I think they're more likely to get rid of alternate arts than they are rainbow cards.
Ooh, man, you're about to start a fight.
So, and this is
don't
this is
say
why.
That, man.
So listen here. Listen here, okay?
Yeah.
So, again, if you're a Pokemon fan worth their salt, sorry if you didn't know this, I may have just insulted you. There's a Pokemon set coming out in Japan called V-Star Universe.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And V-Star Universe is going to be chocked full of alternate art cards.
Mm-hmm.
So many, right? Kind of like how VMAX Climax is full of Trainer Gallery cards.
Yes.
This is, like, I usually relate VMAX Climax to, like, Tag All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
V-Star Universe is going to be, like, Tag All-Stars. It's going to be the farewell to the alternate art.
And man.
I'm saying it now. You might say, well, it doesn't make any sense because it should be the farewell to the V-Star, right? Like kind of like how VMAX, it wasn't really the farewell, but it basically was. I think we've gotten like two VMAX cards since the VMAX Climax came out. It really
pretty much,
has not been a big player at all.
No.
And V-Star hasn't really been around long enough for me to go, okay, we need to warrant this. But what I've noticed from all the leaked images and all the information over on these websites is that this is going to be a very heavy alternate art set. Very, very heavy. Mewtwo alternate art. Supposedly all three of the Charizards inside the UPC, which is an English-only product, are going to be inside V-Star Universe, right?
Okay.
So what else is there going to be? All different kinds of these alternate arts, Vs, V-Maxes, V-Stars. It's going to be the farewell to the Sword and Shield era, and I think it's going to be the farewell to the alternate arts.
Man, I mean, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, if there was a time to, you know, put an end to it, I mean, it makes sense to do it at the end of the era that made it huge. Yeah. I hope that's not the case, but I mean, I could see that. You know, I would hope that they would nix, like, you know, Rainbow and Golds and come up with something a little bit different. But yeah, I mean, the Sword and Shield era, what it came down to, I mean, it's all about the alternate art cards. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where it's at. So, you know, maybe I could see him doing something like, I mean, this is not the first era. Sword and Shield is not the first era that we had alternate art cards. We did have some.
There was actually quite a bit during the tag team era.
Exactly. So dude,
some of my favorite cards are the tag team alternate arts that came inside the tag team tins and that Darkrai, you know, the Darkrai Umbreon in that box.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Charizard Reshiram.
Fantastic card.
Like had alternate art. Charizard Brixen had alternate art. You know, like all these different alternate arts that came out. So good, and people don't ever talk about them. They never talk about them.
No, they really don't. So, like, honestly, some of my favorite cards of the Sun and Moon era are those alternate arts. But you know, I could see them possibly, you know, not having any alternate arts for, you know, the first year of this era, and maybe, you know, maybe bringing them back. Exactly. You know, kind of like they did here in the Sword and Shield era. We didn't have any alternate arts until
look at the progression for Sword and Shield.
Battle Styles.
Look at the progression for Sword and Shield. Like when you go back and you start looking at the sets, right? Think about how more wild and crazy they got as time went on.
Oh yeah.
Right? So look at Sword and Shield and Rebel Clash and Darkness Ablaze. The most boring freaking sets.
Yeah.
Ever, right? Literally, the chase card in Darkness Ablaze was a VMAX.
Yep.
A VMAX.
Yeah.
VMAXes nowadays are $2.
Right.
That, $1. You know?
Yeah. Sword, I mean, you could pick that VMAX up for like $40, it feels like nowadays.
Full
that Charizard VMAX.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. It's like $38, $40.
Crazy.
Sword and Shield base, full art trainer. Number one most expensive card, full art trainer, Marnie.
Yep.
Rebel Clash, full art trainer, most expensive card in the set, Giovanni.
Yep.
Boss's Orders, whatever the hell you want to call it. Not until you got, until Evolving Skies, Brilliant Stars, Astral Radiance, Lost Origins, did you just get like this plethora of amazing, awesome cards. They did it a little bit with like Vivid Voltage with the Amazing Rares.
Yeah.
Love the Amazing Rares. Very undervalued cards, in my opinion.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And the shiny set, right? Of course, that was a subset. Of course, that's going to be popular. But, like, right with Evolving Skies is where it just took off.
Oh, yeah.
With, in terms of hits, artwork, everything changed. Took the next step. It doesn't even seem like the same freaking TCG.
No. No, it definitely, it was different after Evolving Skies.
Open 10 packs of Lost Origins, and then go back and open 10 packs of Sword and Shield base and tell me the feel. It feels completely different. So my, and I want you to respond to this. I want to hear your answer.
Yeah.
When they switch eras, are they going to go back? Are they going to go back to the kind of like the mundane set, right? So that way people get used to the EX. They got to get used to the new full art style. They got to get used to the new Terra EX cards.
Yeah.
Or are they going to go balls to the wall right away, just like they were doing at the end of Sword and Shield, right? Are we going to have 6 alternate arts, 4 rainbows, 2 golds, 30 trainer gallery cards inside of, you know, Scarlet Violet base? Or are they going to simplify everything again and go, hey, the chases for this set are Koraidon, Moraidon, EX, Rainbow, EX, Gold, whatever. Like, these are your chase cards. I think they might go Silver, Because, like, just because of the terror typing seems to be silver, I think they might, instead of going gold secret rare, they might go silver secret rare.
Oh, that would be cool.
Which would be awesome, because we did get
That would be
that. What
awesome.
was that, Dialga? I think it was a Dialga silver card, which was dope. I think
Yeah.
they might go that route. That would be pretty cool. Call it platinum, a platinum card.
There you go.
Crystal card, diamond card, right?
Oh,
Something
wait,
like
now.
that, right?
Hey, now you're not far off from the terrestrialized cards or
There,
whatever.
that's what I'm like, keep going, keep going, because the EX, you're exactly right. The EX in the logo looks like a diamond. Looks like there's
Yeah.
diamonds inside, and when they terrestrialize, they look like they're covered in diamonds, right? It's not silver,
Yeah.
it's diamonds.
True.
So I could totally see a diamond rare, right? Gold
Yeah.
secret rare, diamond secret rare, and then you got the progression. You got rainbow, sun and moon, sword and shield, gold, diamond for Scarlet Violet. Right, and then you just keep
Yeah.
them all, and it just goes this way. But it's not going to be a wild set, in my opinion. That's my thought. I think it's going to be mundane. I think it's going to be, they want people to get used to the mechanics. They want people to get used to the EXs. I think it's going to be a little more boring than people want it to be.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, to be honest. I don't think it's now if you're going to compare this to a like Sword and Shield base, I think it's going to be a little bit better than that. I mean, Pokemon companies had to learn a lot, you know, over ever all the ups and downs that have happened, you know, over the past 2 years. So I'm thinking that it is going to be a little bit more exciting than Sword and Shield base in terms of some of the pulls that you can get. But yes, I do 100% believe that, you know, the first three, maybe four sets are going to be very much setting up the era. That's going to be the sets where you're going to see a lot of the like a lot of the trainer cards come into play that we're going to see different iterations of throughout the
Mechanics,
whole entire
right?
area or era.
Which is why Boss's Orders in the Marnie card were so expensive and still are.
Yeah.
It because they were game mechanic changing cards that were instantly standard when they were released to
Yeah.
go with the V
Yeah.
mechanic.
Exactly. So, I mean, you got to build that up for the new era because we're going to get to a point where none of the Sword and Shield era cards are viable
Viable.
in standard anymore. You know, so you got to have that base of, you know, all your, you know, mainstay cards that you're going to use when it, you know, really comes down to it. It's the trainer cards. So, yeah, I do feel like these first few sets or so may not be the most exciting, but I think it's going to be a better ramp up, if you will, than the Sword and Shield era was, just because everything that's happened from then till now, I mean, they got to have a different plan, you know, so, something a little bit different, you know, for this launch for sure. So.
I agree with you. I think the first set, Scarlet Violet base, is going to be Maridon, Coridon, and probably about, one or two really powerful full art trainer cards. Those are going
Yeah.
to be your chases. It looks like Lucario might be one of the mascots, not mascots, but one of the anchors for this set as well.
Yeah.
And Mimikyu. People love Mimikyu. Believe it or not,
Yeah.
Mimikyu has a massive fan
Very
following.
popular.
So I'm
Yeah.
completely fine having, the two legendaries anchor this set, box art legendaries. They're going to be pack arts. I think your other two pack arts are going to be Lucario and Mimikyu. You'll probably have two different ETBs. You'll have ETB for each
Oh, yeah.
legendary.
Blue one and a red one, just like we started the Sword and Shield era off with.
No, a
Or a
red one
purple
and
one.
a scarlet one and a
Oh,
violet one.
you
Okay.
know, I walked right into that. That was
I'm like, are you
stupid.
for real
It's
right now,
gonna be
bro?
a scarlet and a violet one.
That's right.
Of course.
I'm very interested to see where they're going to anchor. Obviously the second set is going to be the three starters, right? It's going to be the Fuecoco, Quaxly, and Sprigatito's final evolutions are going to be the three chases, just like they were in Rebel Clash. We'll probably get one or
Yeah.
two more trainer full art cards that'll be there as well. And then they might anchor it with a couple of other Pokemon. Trying to think of Pokemon that we haven't seen in a while. And like,
There's
I
so
was thinking
many.
about this today. Dude, I was thinking about this today.
Yeah.
Do you know who really got the biggest short end of the stick in the Sword and Shield era?
Arcanine?
Don't say Arcanine, you son of a bitch. Okay. So,
You set me up for
other than
that
Arcanine,
one.
which Pokemon, there's two of them that I'm thinking of off the top of my head. Which two
Yeah.
Pokemon that usually get plenty of shine got basically nothing in this generation. Now, I'm not going to let you think too long because I don't want dead
No,
air.
no, I, yeah, right. I would say, I mean,
it's
I would almost
similar.
say Lugia, but we're gonna see him here coming up. So I mean, that
Lugia's
would have
getting
been
a
my
player
answer.
set based on himself, and Ho-Oh will be in there
Right.
as well.
Yeah, naturally. I don't know. What who?
There are two very popular Pokemon that never even got a V or VMAX card inside of a set.
Venusaur and Blastoise?
There you go.
Yeah. We only had
There
the
you go.
one Venusaur in like Champion's Path, and that was a joke.
Venusaur Champion's Path, and then we had the battle decks, and then we had that one
Yeah.
box, and then we had that one box.
Mm.
That's
Yep.
it. That's it.
Yeah.
And then we
They
got
really did get the short end.
Radiant Blastoise and Radiant Venusaur inside Pokemon Go, right? But who the hell cares
Yeah.
about that?
Right.
And I would even say Mewtwo did, until Mewtwo, really got his shine inside the Pokemon Go set. I would say he was really let down as well. So I wouldn't be
Yeah.
surprised if the second set inside Generation 9, we got like some Blastoise or Venusaur action, because
That'd be
it's
cool.
been so long since we've seen them prominently. They
Yeah.
didn't don a single pack art in Sword and Shield.
Nope, none.
You're talking about two of, I would probably say, the third and fourth most popular starters after
Yeah.
Charizard and Greninja.
Yeah.
Like, there you go. So, did Greninja even get a freaking pack art? No.
No,
Greninja got a
not in
V.
this era.
Dude, he didn't even get a VMAX. He didn't get a
You got
full art.
no VMAXs, a couple
No,
Vs, I think.
he got a V in Fusion Strike, right? And he got the Radiant in Astral Radiance.
Yeah, that was
And
it.
that's like it, bro. That's it. Greninja action, set two, Venusaur Greninja and the three starters. Sign it up.
That
But
sounds
that's
like
it,
a good
guys.
set.
That's all we got for today. Remember, if on the audio platform, please, guys, give us a 5-star review. Share it with all your Pokey friends. If you're on YouTube here, drop a sub, smash that like. Really helps us out, guys. We might be bringing back the Q&A, so feel free if you want to ask us some questions, do that down in the comment section. And then otherwise, just stay tuned, man. Keep your ear to the ground, nose to the grindstone. We'll be here. Hope you guys have a wonderful night.